That's how we build.
Now the shift's about to kick off.
There it is. All right, welcome to Buzz of the Week.
Come on.
Me and my man, Chris Bucky Watts, have a great show lined up for you. If you're listening, give it a round of applause for my man here.
That's me. I don't know why I did that weird sing thing, but I'm here.
You do it. We're wrecking shop today. Because, Chris, it's that time of the month where Netflix rips off all the shows that you've been watching or in or movies that you're in the middle of.
Right in the middle of, maybe, even on some of them.
To give you some new stuff that you may not even want. Do you feel like every month, is this a good rotation? I can't really tell if I like it.
When it doesn't affect you, I don't think you care. But then when it does, or like... when you're like, oh man, I was waiting to watch that, or you'll see one on there, you're like, I mean to watch that for 7 years. Why haven't I done that yet? Like then you care. But when it's other stuff, you're like, oh, this doesn't apply to me. Oh no, we're losing some show I don't know. Damn, I couldn't think of one on the fly.
Can you name a show that they've taken off that you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Like, I wish I would have watched that one before it was gone.
Or like just a show that you like and that you've seen like every episode, but you can still watch any episode.
I definitely know there's one that's not on there anymore. I was like, oh no, that's going to go away. Like, what are we going to watch after that's gone?
Right.
And now I have no idea what it was.
For me, it was Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I watched that show all the time.
There you go. That's one. Yep. I remember.
And they just, I still don't know what happened with the show. Like,
they said, see ya.
They dipped out because they got a new deal with like, what was it, Esquire? Something weird. It was something weird. Anyway, so now the show that I got, like, just to throw on background noise, is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Not Always Sunny. I just said that.
Sunny. Has The Simpsons ever been on any streaming service, or do you just have to get on, like, the Fox app or pirate it or whatever?
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
The Simpsons?
Like, when you watch The Simpsons, where do you watch The Simpsons to be able to stream all of them? Do you have to, like, own them or find them somewhere?
No, FX has.
Oh, FXX, right? Or their app has it right there?
Yeah, they have every episode ever.
So you just loop shit on there. You just are always constantly watching.
The thing I like about the FXX app, is you know how Netflix, when you watch a certain show, if you watch like 5 episodes in or whatever, it'll be like, are you still watching this show? You know, you get that prompt and it stops.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Like, that's one of the most annoying things in the world is when you're like, I mean, I know what its purpose serves. I know it's a good thing to have, but at the same time, it makes you feel like a real lazy piece of shit when you hit it for the third time in one day.
Yeah, when you hit it like 4 times in one single day, you're like,
fuck, I get it. I'm a piece of garbage. Shit.
I'm surprised it doesn't say any like crazy messages like, hey, you should probably get up off your ass. Maybe go outside.
Take a walk. Like a Wii, how it's like, take a break. Take a walk. This is for kids. I'm sure like Netflix just shuts itself down. It's like, you need some time, buddy. Like, I want to watch the next one.
Gossip Girl, I want to watch the next one.
I gotta find out who Gossip Girl is.
So with FXX, though, that thing just goes. Like, you watch a movie, really? it'll play like 5 movies. Like, it just keeps going.
Good, they're like, we want you here. We want you to be watching. We want our numbers to look like you're always fucking watching.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing we should be talking about, too, now that I think about it. I guess it's really hard to track stream numbers, like, all around. That'd be a good show to talk about.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, this Buzz Week we're talking about here today is, I think, is really cool. And there's a lot, I mean, not just talking about things that come and go, but also some of the other stuff we're going to cover. But I think there is such a weird way, like, just the whole idea of tracking what people stream, because you're not really watching. Like, in the old days, you could just, the TV was on, maybe no one was home, but like, you knew a lot of people had their freaking asses on the couch watching, but now with streaming on the go and the ability to just like, I don't know how you can be like, oh yeah, this show does really well. It's like, does it, or does it just always play? Like, is it just something that's on and people have it in the background as noise? Are they actually absorbing the content? Like, we'll get into that. That's a whole thing. You're right. That is a whole other thing.
It's the same thing with music. I mean, a good other side of the coin too here is like, for instance, I guess, you know, Tidal got caught inflating their stream numbers. Did you hear about that?
No.
It's something crazy. Like, Beyonce and Kanye's albums, whatever year they came out, I want to say overseas in another country, I guess when they did the math with like how many subscribers they actually had at the time, and then the reported numbers they turned in was like every subscriber had to listen to like both albums 8 times a day.
Like, in order to make those numbers like actually match up.
Yeah. So
that's where the math will get you. It's a fickle thing. You can't cheat the math.
But like you said, you can literally, you can set that up on loop all day, right? You can just loop the album, turn, like, no one's listening to it, but it's playing. That count as a stream.
Right, exactly. Like, that's so funny you bring that up. We're gonna get off on a tangent a little bit, but I want to circle it back. But like, I feel that same way when I listen to music on Spotify or whatever. Where I'll just have it in my, maybe I have a busy day or whatever as far as like doing work on my computer. So I'll just plug in right in the morning, and then I don't take the earphones out basically unless I have to like eat or when I go home. And so, but for a lot of time, I wasn't really absorbing any of the music that was playing. It was just playing. So I mean, it's obviously something that's the service. You have the service there to listen to music, so I don't just have to listen to like whale noises. But still, tracking those numbers and how things run and how they stream, that's got to be a fickle business.
Right. I mean, even with podcasts, like there's like 3-hour podcasts sometimes. Like, wait, what are they talking about? I just totally just zoned out.
Really? People absorb 3 hours of that? And some of them, yes. Or some of them, like hardcore history where they're like 9 hours long. But so is a Ken Burns documentary. So what the fudge do I know?
School's in. Let's get back to the Netflix.
Boom. Hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Boom. So we got a lot of stuff, a lot of new Netflix stuff. Originals, some new movies.
Good, yummy.
Disney's 101 Dalmatians. Chris, I know you were looking forward to that. These are all...
That one, I'm always looking forward to that. I'm a different man now.
So as of June 1st, let me just run down. I'm not going to read them all because it's too long.
Hit the good ones. Hit the heavy hitters.
Miracle, which is that hockey movie.
Love that movie. About the Miracle on Ice. Boom.
Yeah. The Covenant, The Departed. Those will all be available June 1st. And if Attack on Paris, November 13th. Okay. That's a Netflix original. That'll be interesting. Then coming the next day, I don't know why. This is the part I don't get is like, why isn't just everything available at once? Anyway,
that's
another story.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. That it's like they don't just drop. Maybe it's for some kind of like batching thing to upload stuff, make sure no glitches happen. They have to like do it in waves.
Maybe. But then they're like on June 2nd. The only thing that's new is going to be the King's Speech. The only thing.
Oh, yes. The hits just keep coming.
Yeah. June 5th, you'll get Marvel Studios' Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh-wee.
Which is a good one. June 8th, we get a couple of Netflix films and original series. We're talking Ally's Wedding. Chris, I didn't know you had a Netflix film.
Didn't know I had that one. Didn't know. I should probably check that out. See how I do in that one.
Yeah, another one is Treehouse Detectives.
Oh, Treehouse Detectives. Another movie I'm probably in.
June 10th, Portlandia season 8.
Ugh, love Portlandia. Great show.
Show's so fucking weird.
It's so weird. I am a absolute believer that 30% of that show is genius and super funny. Whatever the middle portion is just like, oh, okay, that was a little weird, or maybe it didn't hit home, but I understand, like, I got a chuckle out of it. And there's like 30% that I'm just like, what the fuck did I just watch happen? Like, that was way, way alt.
That show gave me like craziest dreams when I would leave it on at night.
I bet.
Anyway, June 15th, more Netflix original stuff. We have The Ranch Part 5 without Danny Masterson.
Wait, see you later, Danny. I actually was at a friend's and he turned that show on. I was watching the first couple episodes and
it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just as bad as I thought it was going to be. So, I mean, it's just like watching 2.5 men on a ranch.
Yeah. It's like yeah.
You could tell that I don't know if it is a Chuck Lorre or Lorre or whatever show.
But I think it is.
It absolutely has all of the telltale signs of it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is 2.5 men gone country.
What it is 2.5 men meets That 70s Show in Denver.
Yep, exactly.
Boom! All the actors, I think there's only been like 2 or 3 actors from That 70s Show who haven't been on the show. Part 5, June 15th. Also on June 15th, Voltron, Legendary Defender Season 6. Man, that show was out 6 seasons already.
It's a good show. You watch it? I watched the first season. I actually really like it. I heard it got good stuff, and like the trailer looked good. But it actually is a really cool kind of like American anime hybrid type looking thing. But then I really like it. I think it's a fun show.
Interesting.
Plus, it made me like Voltron because Voltron's actually Voltron's badass. Cool. I didn't know that.
I know you've been waiting for this. June 16th, you'll be able to watch Grey's Anatomy Season 14.
Ooh, thank God, man, they are lining up all the things that I just sit at home rocking back and forward, waiting to hear. Like, when is it gonna come for me?
Yep. June 17th, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 5, Disney's Tarzan, June
23rd. Ooh. I do like Tarzan. I didn't love it when I was a kid. But then I rewatched and was like, yeah. I thought I didn't like it. I kind of was like, okay, cool, Tarzan, yay. And then I watched recently, I was like, this movie's great. It's got a dark-ass death. Clayton gets hung.
Spoiler alert.
Not on this show. You know what you came for.
I don't know this. I'm assuming it's the actual live-action movie, not the cartoon?
Yes.
Was that what you were talking about?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Wait, what are you talking about?
You talking about Tarzan still?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Disney's Tarzan. It's the cartoon.
Are you sure it's not the live action one?
Yeah, the live action one was like made by another different movie company, and it had like, you know, Margot Robbie and stuff. That was not a Disney film.
I'll take your word for it, Chris. I don't care that much. I skipped a very important date, and that's June 22nd. Luke Cage season 2.
Yep, that's gonna be cool. Have you watched the trailer for it yet?
No, I'm saving. I'm just gonna wait till it comes on and watch it.
I'm excited. I think Punisher 2 got confirmed for one. We're not gonna get into this road right now. What else is coming in June?
Star Wars: Last Jedi.
It's coming to what? Netflix?
Netflix.
Netflix is already gonna have The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Cool.
Glow season 2, June 29th.
Watched first season. Didn't hate it.
Didn't watch it. Didn't hate it. Hated.
Didn't
it.
Hate it. Hated it.
And that's the highlights. Maybe I've skipped a bunch of stuff that you're interested in. Check out the list for yourself.
Yeah, go and check out the list. You can find all your greatest things coming to Netflix.
Take a look at the list. If there's a show that we missed that we should be watching, let us know. Ooh, hit us up.
Tell us. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it and we'll say that person told us to talk about it.
And we'll give you an air horn salute.
But this Buzz the Week isn't over right now because we got a second half of this. We are diving into some numbers that have to do with this whole watching TV stuff.
Right.
I can't wait to go through these because I'm intrigued by the numbers.
So a news report came out this week, hence why we're talking Buzz of the Week. The cable has lost 3.4 million subscribers since 2012, and Netflix is up 8 million subs worldwide as of the fourth quarter of 2017.
Is that a lot?
I mean, if someone...
I just love to say that whenever I look at like numbers or anything like that, and it's like, can you believe we're down 0.74? And I'm like, is that good? Is that's not a good number? Is that a lot of them? Like, is three like you see that number? You're like, cable's lost 3.4 million subs since 2012. It's like, well, how many subs they have? 450 trillion.
I think I actually have this chart. There's a chart I have, but it's very confusing.
Oh, a chart, fancy pants.
Here, so this is cable companies. Subscribers at the end of the first quarter of 2018. Mm-hmm. Comcast has 22.2 million.
Okay.
And that's the most. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Yes, it is. They're the most. Then you have Charter at 16.8 million. Cox, 4.1 million. And Cable, there's a few other on Medicom, is less than a million. Cable One has 350,000.
So it's not crazy, but I mean cable. It means that it has left a dent, is what, 3.4 million.
So like DirecTV has 20 million.
Okay.
Dish has 10.8 million. But the funny thing about satellite companies is they're filling it too. Actually, they're filling it the most after losing 373,000 subscribers compared to 340,000 it lost in quarter one of last year. So in a full year, they've lost another 33,000 or so subscribers. So people are turning away from cable. And before we got on the podcast, Chris, we were talking, you have cable and I'm a streamer. I don't pay for cable. I have a couple of apps. I think I have Hulu, but I don't ever use it, which I probably should cancel. Save me some $12 a month. But I have Netflix. For me, the only thing I've ever really cared about with cables in the last like couple years is to watch sports.
Sports, now, I know, same thing.
Right now, Chris and I are both watching the same game. This is a Wednesday night, so we're watching the Cleveland Cavs play the Celtics.
Heck yeah.
Chris has Chris is ahead of me by what? You're about to start the fourth quarter, I assume?
It's the third quarter. There's 2 minutes and 39 seconds left.
So I'm watching the same game, streaming through ESPN, and I have 3 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter.
I shouldn't have told you, and then I could have started making bets with you about stuff. You know, like, lose a couple so you think that it's, like, fair, and then just take you for all you're worth by being like, I bet he hits a three right here. No, he doesn't. Bet $10. Hits a three. You're like, how are you doing this?
But you would have to know that I was behind you somehow.
Yeah, if you had brought up, like, oh, yeah, like, I could have figured out, you know, like, if I'd watched, you know, LL Cool J on the screen, and then a minute and a half later, you were like, oh, look, there's LL Cool J. I'd have been like, wait a second.
Yeah. But you didn't. You blew it.
I blew it. I could have made some cash. Cold hot cash.
Going forward with our conversation here, it seems people are going away from cable. And Chris, I asked you, I was like, if you had to pay for cable, would you? And you're like, nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't either. Yeah.
There was a time where I felt like I had, like, I got into an apartment and I was watching TV, and I mean, there was Netflix and Hulu was there, but there was this part of me, I was like, oh, there's just so many things I'm missing and these shows that I want to watch live. And now, I mean, just what we talked about with Netflix, like, shit comes to Netflix really quick. Hulu's done a better job of, like, diversifying what they have. There's so many original shows, original content. You can get all these things that help you stream sports or shows on different platforms. You can add, you know, to Hulu now, you can, for $10, whatever, you can add HBO or Showtime extra on top of us. Like, they've just made it way more. They're making it easier every single month to be able to not feel like you have to be bogged down by cable.
Because with cable, it's like you're buying this package of, like, 1,000 channels, and you're watching, like, 10 of them or 20 or however, like, one show on this channel, and that's it. So cable and cable boxes are a thing of the past, and now even TVs have apps, so you can just, or you can get an Amazon Fire Stick, or what's the Google Chrome one?
Yeah, the whatever. Chrome Stick, I think is how it's called.
The Chrome Stick. That's a terrible name.
Chrome Stick sounds like a silver dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a terrible. I guess the Fire Stick's not that much better. Anyway, but yeah, you could just have all the apps you want on there. You know, people share their passwords too, so I don't even get how that's a thing either. Like, how they haven't really cracked down on that.
Yeah, like, they're going to have to. I mean, I think as the system evolves, that's something they're going to. They always warn about it and say they're looking into this, and there's been some repercussions here and there, but at the end of the day, that's what their priority in the future is going to be, because if you're not cracking down on that or trying to limit that somehow, you're losing money.
You're losing subscribers.
Yeah.
But you know what's the funny part? Is like, it's all of our parents who still have cable.
Totally.
And they'll always have cable. So yeah, it's just easier. All of us
box
are just like
up to the wall, and I don't have to worry about anything.
Right. And then all of us are just like, yo, Mom, let me get that. Let me get your login. The only thing I've ever really wanted to watch in real time, though, it has been sports. Everything else, I do have. I use the app Kodi. I don't know if I'm gonna get in trouble for that or not.
Now it's done. That's over.
Now I'm targeted. Now I'm like, fuck you. That thing rocks. I could watch anything. Anything you could think of, I could watch. You got to be a little bit more patient, but whatever. Westworld all day. What do you think? In the future, what's going to happen? Do you think cable will eventually just kill itself off, or
they're going to have to evolve or die? They're going to have to make some kind of system where it's cheaper and it becomes a thing where, like, the box. I don't know. They'll have to do some kind of hybridization, or they'll have to find something that innovates the whole market where they can be like, okay, cool. You just put this little thing on anywhere, like an Alexa or an Echo, and then you can run all TV to your house from that one thing, and you can. And it streams everything, so it's technically live, but it's not. Or they're gonna have to figure something out, or else, or maybe you pay for DirecTV and you can get it without commercials.
I mean, you would think that they would take up the Sling TV model.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just plug this little DirecTV guy in, and then you can just stream the stuff. Or maybe like an a la carte. I think an a la carte system would be a lot cooler. I know they kind of, in a lot of ways, have that now, but I think a cool thing about it would be, you know, if you got your plan or whatever from them. And then you just went through and picked the channels you wanted, and like that you just paid per channel. Like, okay, cool. It's 25 cents a channel or a nickel a channel. How many do I want?
And also, I do know that if you have a cable subscription for whatever your package is, you do get that login that you can connect all the different apps to anyway. But you're still paying for a cable package. But they should be able to just sign up, pay however much money, or like even as like a data plan. It's like, you have your login. This is how much data you've spent or whatever, and that's how much you pay for a month. I would suck, actually. I would
hate gonna have to figure something out.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, just have a login and not like have to have this giant cable.
Yeah,
packet,
the box.
And I can watch. That's your a la carte right there.
And you got to drill a satellite dish into my roof, and then I got to have 40 wires coming out of the wall that hook into a thing that hooks into another thing that hooks into a thing.
I mean, there's still, well, they should be trying to sell people on faster internet so they can have like 20 devices at stream. So they're still making money on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
With cable. That's my opinion. That's my two cents. Get it, got it, good word. I don't know why I did that. That just felt good.
I loved it. It made me feel, I was speechless. I was so like, oh my gosh. His word is final.
Word is bond. Crash. All right. Chris, any last words for Buzz of the Week?
Keep on buzzing, everybody, and figure out how you're going to have your TV in the future.
Yeah. Check us out on G-Splash. Our latest episode is on Deadpool. It's definitely a good episode. Deadpool. Check it out. If you haven't seen Deadpool 2, go see it. Kiss your mama. We love you. We out.
Check it out. Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks bad.